Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another exciting edition of Monday Motivation. Hi everyone, this is Rabbi Garfinkel of Olami 613 Chicago with a live studio audience. Wow, that definitely must have woken everyone up this Monday morning. Yes, wow, it is great to be back here on our second episode of our seventh year. Yes, you heard it. We are in our seventh season, the season of Shabbos, the season of completion, the season of seven, which is completeness in the natural world. We are so excited to be with you here today. Thank you. So many people have liked and subscribed. Please keep sharing this podcast. The messages here delivered through me, but really, I believe are Torah's messages, the Almighty's messages that Jewish people need to hear today. And today is no exception. We will begin with exciting things happening in the Olami 613 world. Our Wednesday night programs have been rocking, learning the stories of Genesis, of Bereshis, followed by 613 at 613. For those people who do not know, there are 613 commandments, mitzvot, in the Torah, 365 don'ts, and 248 do's, 365 thou shalt nots, and 248 thou shalts. And we, after learning Bereshis Genesis together with sources, we really have our young professionals learning the sources themselves. This is not lecture-based. We really are training the next generation to learn Torah, to get their hands involved with the process of learning, which is so exciting. And then after that, we do a short practical, one of the 613 mitzvahs, and it has been such a great combination. So if you know any young professionals who would like to try out Jewish learning in person with other amazing Jewish young professionals, please send them our way. We also are going downtown for Shabbos this coming weekend, November 14th and 15th. Will be amazing. Shabbos in the city, it's always, always great. Now, I have a shout out this week that I would like to give to this is probably one of the craziest stories you can possibly imagine. And I hope that Sophia Rosen is listening to this podcast. Now, Sophia Rosen, I got a very interesting donation that came in, a beautiful donation. And I didn't know who the person was. And Sophia Rosen sounds quite Jewish and gave a very generous donation. And I saw that Sophia is actually from Sweden. So I figured that I would reach out and thank Sophia for the very first donation that we have ever gotten from Sweden. And we begin an email conversation. And it turns out that Sophia is not Jewish. And Sophia is a fan of the Jewish people. And she is a fan of this podcast. And she just said, you know, keep up the good work. May you be successful in your work. She's been listening to Money Motivation for some time. And she still has a couple of episodes to catch up on. And it has brought great joy and motivation into my life, says Sophia. I wrote back to her, was so blown away. Who knew that a podcast could reach Sweden, and yeah, obviously theoretically, but that it would have an impact. So Sophia, God bless. May there be many more of you among the nations of the world who will support the Jewish people We appreciate certainly your listening. We certainly appreciate your donations to Olami 613. Yeah, and all the Jewish people out there, you can do it too. Olami613.org/donate. Yes, but we really are touched deeply. I hope you continue to listen, and may God bless you and your family. All right, so that was just an absolutely incredible thing. So thank you, Sophia. This Monday Motivation is dedicated by you and your beautiful donations to Olami 613. And now to the podcast itself. How great it is to be Jewish. You know, these videos, these clips, the Yon Israel, they call them a klipim, the clips, the video clips that are coming out of Israel still about the hostage release. You know, I can't get enough of them. I just can't. You see these people who've been through 2 years of Gehenna, 2 years of literally hell on earth, and they come out so inspired and such lights, beacons of light. They become celebrities in Israel, and they're transformed people. I have to share with you this story. Are you ready? So please grab your tissue boxes. Okay. This was the story that inspired me to make this podcast, how great it is to be Jewish. And so it turns out that there is a young man named Nitai. Nitai is a religious young boy, and he and his class at, I believe the school is called Netivot Moshe. I don't even know where in Israel it is, to be perfectly honest. They all took upon themselves to daven, to pray for the hostages. Okay. And then each boy picked a particular hostage for whom to pray. Fine. And it just so happened that Nitai chose Yosef Chaim Ohana. Now, Yosef Chaim Ohana is very special young man, and when he was released, his father famously came in and said Shema Yisrael, just like Jacob said when he was reunited with his son Joseph, which is coming up in a few weeks in our Torah portion. And that video went totally viral, and it literally was like a reenactment of the biblical scene from years ago. It was absolutely incredibly touching. And so you have this little boy, and the mother is narrating the video. And the mother says that he davened, he prayed for Yosef Chaim for 2 years. And when he heard that he was released, he couldn't believe it. And his mother surprised him by working out a visit that Yosef Chaim would come to their home. And you have to see this video. And the mother is telling about the story about even when he heard that, when Nitai heard that Yosef Chaim was released, he started crying. He couldn't believe it. It's impossible. It's unbelievable. And the mother wanted to show Nitai that prayers can really make a huge difference, and they can change reality. And Yosef Chaim came to visit the house. And this young boy, Nitai, now this boy, Nitai, must be 10, 11, maybe 12, but he's certainly not yet bar mitzvah, at least from the appearance of it. And he falls into Yosef Chaim's arms, and the two of them hug. And then this boy starts crying the tears of a baby. He's crying tears of joy, of relief, of he can't believe it. He spent 2 years pouring his heart out, and here the hostage was, a free Jew in Israel at his home. And this Yosef Chaim hugged him, and then he released him, and he saw the boy was so overtaken by emotion. Yosef Chaim just embraced him. And the whole video is about a minute, minute and a half. And I'm telling you, there's so many parts to the greatness of this video. Is that how great it is to be Jewish? How great it is to be Jewish? These hostages who were taken. The entire Jewish people are sitting there praying, davening the lights out for that they will be released for quote-unquote strangers. But that's the point. There is no Jew is a stranger to another Jew. Kol Yisrael arevim zeh lazeh. Every Jew is responsible for each other. Every Jew is responsible for one another and for taking care of them physically and spiritually. And it doesn't matter if it's through money or through prayer or through both or through political lobbying or whatever it is. Every Jew is responsible for the next Jew. And here it was, 2 years of prayer coming through and this beautiful reunification of two people who didn't even know each other, but one who prayed for a fellow Jew who is in a difficult situation. How great is it to be part of this nation? And the stories go on and on about the strength of abs of character, of the true greatness of the Jewish people who came out and described their incredible emunah, their faith. I'll read you a few of them. This is from Omer Shem Tov, who says, "In the darkness of Gaza, I found the greatest light. Every night I spoke to God, not to ask for things, but to say, Abba, that means Father. How are you? Thank you for everything you've given me." Can you imagine in the depth of Gaza asking, thanking God for everything he gave you? That is the power of a Jew. That is how great it is to be Jewish, when we're plugged into Torah ideas, that we know that every situation that we are in is specifically hand-designed and crafted for ourselves by the CEO of the universe, the manufacturer who knows us. And Omer Shem Tov continues, "If there's anything I miss from captivity, it's how close I felt to him, how close I felt to God." Inspired to be Jewish? Ready? What else do we have over here? We have, oh my gosh, Agam Berger, who we've spoken about before. She said, "Keeping whatever mitzvot I could kept me free. I learned, as my ancestors did, that our faith and covenant with God are more powerful than any captor." Who is mighty? Who's the strong one? Who was in charge over there? They had physical control over the hostages, but as Agam Berger demonstrates, they did not have control over her spirit. Agam continues, and she says, "Even as Hamas tried to coerce me into converting to Islam, at times forcing a hijab on my head, they couldn't take my soul. I'm honored to be part of a nation with such incredible people." Now listen to this. Eli Sharabi, another great hero of ours, all week. Now, this is someone who was not a religious man at all, and in fact, was not an observant man at all. And he said, "All week, we set aside a piece of our daily pita for Shabbat. On Friday night, I recited Eshet Chayil." That's the prayer of the woman of valor that we sing Friday night, thinking of my wife and my family. "I made kiddush over water and blessed a motzi on the pita." This is a particularly poignantly sad story because he did not know in captivity that his wife and two daughters were killed. He came back without a family and yet has maintained his level of faith. It is absolutely incredible. Elia Cohen said, "Every morning I would stand in the corner of the room and imagine putting on tefillin. I would go through the whole process step by step in my head." Oh my goodness. And it goes on and on and on. And, you know, our favorite, we've talked about Bar Cooperstein here several times. He said, "There's a song based on the words of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. Even in the darkest places, when you don't feel God, when it seems he is hiding, he is still there with you. I would sing this song over and over to myself. It gave me strength." Wow. We are members of a people with such great, great and mighty people in it. And I want to take you through the morning prayer. I don't know how many of you pray in the morning, but there is an absolutely gorgeous part of our morning prayers on the Art Scroll Sidur. It is on page 26 and 27 of the regular prayer book. And it says an amazing thing. It talks about that, first of all, that we do not, you know, who are we to speak in front of you, Hashem? What merits do we have to even approach you? We're, you know, as we say, we're not worthy of even approaching and speaking to you. But we say we do have a VIP access card. We are in group one. We have the platinum card or the super platinum or whatever it is. We have lounge access. And what is that? It says, Aval anachnu amecha b'nei v'risecha. You know what our calling card is? Do you know what our secret access is to a meeting with the CEO of the universe? Is that we are a part of the Jewish people. B'nei v'risecha, children of your covenant. We spoke about last week. Check out the podcast last week. The eternal covenants that we have. B'nei Avraham, children of Avraham, who was willing to bring his son on as a sacrifice on Mount Moriah. Zera Yitzhak Yechido, and we are children of Yitzhak, who was willing to be brought as a sacrifice on Mount Moriah. Adasikov bin Bechorecha, and the community of Yaakov, that from your love that you loved him and the joy that you rejoiced in him, you called him a special name, Yisrael V'Yishirun. These are two special names that God gives us. And that's our entrance. And therefore, we continue in our prayer. Jews say this every day in the morning. Lefikach, therefore, anachnu chayvim ladosecha. We are obligated to thank you, shabecha, to praise you, ulefa'ercha, to glorify you, varech, ukadesh rosei shevach vodeh l'shmecha, basically to keep praising you. Because we have this special access to you. And we continue, ashreinu. How fortunate are we? Ashreinu. How happy are we? How amazingly joyful we are. Matoch elkeinu. How good is our portion? Manaim goralenu. How pleasant, how sweet is our lot? Umayafai yirushasenu. And how beautiful is our heritage? This is how a Jew starts his or her day every day. We're so lucky and blessed to be Jewish. We have the principles of the Torah. We have the principles of positivity. We have the principles of meaning, of purpose, of morality. We've got the goods. We are not Jewish because other people don't like us. Other people don't like us because we're Jewish. This is so important, and we have to lean into our Judaism. This is exactly what our waking hours are here at Olami 613 and throughout the Olami world. We are pumping the positivity of how awesome it is to be Jewish. And the prayer continues, Ashreinu again. We say, Ashreinu, how fortunate are we again? She'anachnu mashkim marivim. We lie down. We get up, excuse me, and we go to bed, both erev vavoker, in the evening and in the morning, va'omrim pamayim b'chayom, and we have the opportunity to say Shema Yisrael. How sweet it is, how amazing it is that all these people who are paying so much attention to us are just proving the point that they know that we're special. All the anti-Semitism, all the, you take all the Mamdanis and all the people who hate the Jewish people and who hate Israel and say that they are okay with the Jewish people. They just don't like the state of Israel. It's a bunch of nonsense. But all of that attention should be a wake-up call for us to lean into our Judaism positively. Who else has survived 3,800 years, and not just survived, has been on the cutting edge of moral history? Who else? What a joy, what a pleasure. Every time they attack us, every time they are negative towards us, we should smile brighter. What a joy it is to be a part of this nation, 3,800 years and counting. So as we start this week, who knows? God willing, we hope that all the anti-Semites will put their tails between their legs and go away. But it is now our job and our opportunity and our obligation to know for ourselves and to inculcate in every fiber of our being how great it is to be Jewish. God bless. Have an amazing week. An amazing week of feeling how great it is to be Jewish. And God willing, we will see you again right back here next week for another exciting edition of Monday Motivation.